From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Japan's weather agency is warning of a tsunami as high as 10 feet hitting Japan's northeast. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a 7.9 magnitude quake off the east coast of Honshu, Japan. In Washington, President Obama will address the question of rising energy prices at a news conference Friday. Anxieties about energy supplies have grown as turmoil in the Middle East and North Africa has intensified. In heavy fighting in the Libyan oil port of Ras Lanuf, rebels have been very much under siege by Gaddafi loyalists, with their march toward Tripoli stalled by the attacks. Meanwhile, Barry Schwide reports that in response to the crisis in Libya, the Obama administration is taking only limited non-military steps for now.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will meet with Libyan opposition figures in Washington, Tunisia, and Egypt. She is warning of tough actions ahead, but says the U.S. wants to bring the international community along, not get far ahead of it. Choosing a small step for now, the U.S. is breaking relations with the Libyan embassy, but not the Libyan government. Clinton reminded members of the House Budget Committee at a hearing that Gaddafi has chemical weapons and other nasty stuff, as she put it. She also defended the pace of the administration's moves, saying, if this were easy, we would have already done it. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
In Wisconsin, Governor Scott Walker is expected to sign a bill sharply reducing the collective bargaining rights of public workers. The state assembly gave final approval to the measure Thursday. Walker is rejecting union criticism.
For those who tried to frame this as a debate about rights, it is not. Because if it was, ultimately federal government employees would have collective bargaining for wages and benefits. They do not.
The price of oil's down a third straight day. Steve Beckner of Market News International has more.
Even before the Middle East tumult, oil was rising due to growing energy demand, especially in emerging markets like China. So signs of weaker demand tend to pull oil down, as in the latest trading session, with a jump in jobless claims, a surprisingly big Chinese trade deficit, and concern about European debt problems combining to send U.S. light sweet crude to a low of $100.62 per barrel. But oil remains vulnerable to Middle East unrest, as shown by its rebound after police fired on protesters in Saudi Arabia. Still, after hitting a high above $105, U.S. crude is down by $1.68 for the day at $102.70 on the New York Mercantile Exchange. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 228. This is NPR. Residents in the Northeast and parts of the Midwest are watching water levels rise in creeks and rivers as heavy rain pelts the two waterlogged regions. Federal health officials report the number of cancer survivors has grown by nearly 2 million over the past decade. NPR's Richard Knox says 4% of Americans are now cancer survivors.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says nearly 12 million Americans are cancer survivors. Half of them had breast, prostate, or colon cancer. More than half are women. And nearly 5 million people have outlived their cancer diagnoses by more than 10 years. Many factors are responsible. Cancer is being found earlier, there's better treatment, and the population is aging, so there are more people in the cancer-prone years. All these trends point to continued growth in the number of cancer survivors. This good news about cancer poses some problems for the healthcare system. Survivors are at risk for cancer recurrence or new cancers, sometimes caused by the treatments they had. And more, primary care doctors may not even know if their patient had cancer. Richard Knox, NPR News.
The Los Angeles Police Department has confirmed a raid at the home of actor Charlie Sheen. His rants post-TV sitcom firing have become a TV news and entertainment fixture. A police spokesman says that they are looking for firearms. Bob Dylan's been cleared to perform in Beijing. There had been worries the Chinese government would block the performance, and now the concert due for April 6th. Again, a 10-foot tsunami forecast for the northeast coast of Japan. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.